Blog Talk Radio. The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Shalom, everyone. This is Sister Kay. Let me see if I have a Brother DeWire on the line. Just give me a second. Brother DeWire, are you on? Brother DeWire, you on the line, sir? Brother DeWire, you on? I guess if y'all give me a second, let me try to call him and get him on the line. Hold on 1 second. Shabbat shalom again, everyone. I don't know what's going on today. I'm trying to get in touch with Brother DeWire. I guess I had some problems with the computer. I guess I'm going to keep trying, and I guess if I can't get a hold to him, I may just have to cancel the show for today. Let me try again. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother what?
Are you there?
Brother what?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sir.
Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, you're on, sir. Yes, sir. You're on.
I heard you a while ago.
Oh, you did?
You didn't hear me. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even
Alrighty.
See your number either. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead,
okay.
Sir.
All righty. This lesson that we going to do a little more traveling today with the Jews, and the most significant part of this lesson that we studied in the history of Constantine, when we, Cole and I were studying this lesson and doing this, after we got through with this, studying this history of Constantine, I came and did a presentation on the lesson with like we normally used to do, Sister Drew. You don't know anything about this, but Cohen and Ishmael and Zebediah, we would get together and analyze everything. And when I had got through with this lesson, I saw where it was the battle for power was the battle that we see in history as we speak right now can be called the battle of the gods, of what God said was the correct way to do things. This is all we got. We see right now all the wars that have been fought. It's been fought in the name of a God. This God that you find in history doing this is the language, because these gods, these people that believe in these gods, call themselves a nation that had a language. And language, when we go look at the definition of language, we see that language says human, this is out the Etymology Dictionary, page 1168. A human speech spoken or written with signs, symbols, and numbers that make up this nation of people. This is what a nation of people is. A nation of people is a people that speak a certain language. In that nation of people, they have what they call emancipated slaves and ex-slaves that not only look like somebody else, didn't look like them, but look like them too. So in studying this history, I'm going to share with you what I see and see, can you see it? I mean, it's right in front of the faces. If you explain it like Co and I have studied this stuff, it's very easy. The babies understand it. It ain't nothing but damn common sense of people reading and going and check out the bullshit that we've been given as a nation and people, because see, something is wrong, and this is what we're talking about. So we see that language is the most important thing. So when we study the history of Constantine, then Constantine spoke Latin. He did not speak this language, and he did not speak Hebrew, and he did not speak the ancient tongue. Now, the next question we ask ourselves is why? Well, when we go look in the dictionary and look up the definition of language, the first word, Mama taught me to understand each word, that you see in a sentence, you analyze it and find what the key word in that is. And the key word is the first word in the definition, and that is human being. Hue means that a compound word means that you are a colored man, because hue is definition of hue is color. Now, Houston, we got a problem, because when I look around, 2/3 of the earth is colored people, but it is some other beings walking around with us that ain't human beings. So we had to understand at a certain period in time who waves, who school of thoughts, which school of thoughts, you know, in this class, the school of thoughts is a mind. A mind is what you believe, what taught to you from my case, first 6 years old, and my grandbaby's case, 3 years old, in the school system of the ancient Latin, the people, the Romans that we're speaking now. These people, May 1st, 1776, changed their name to Americans when they was Anglo-Saxons. And when we study their history, we see the belief system coming out of ancient Rome is the system that America is put up under, and the system that the slaves, emancipated slave, which that's me and you, has been put up under. So we had to study like this to see what the white folks done did to the niggers, what they done nicknamed us niggers. So instead of being like what my daddy used to call me, a FBI, fat, black, and ignorant, I can tell daddy we the first black investigators. So when we investigate this white man, boy, whatever you want to call him, you know what I call him, his history of what we believe in, all the way into the name that we say we are, and the system that he had used to genocide us through knowledge of the science of eugenics. When we know these things, we know these knowledge, and you can't bullshit us. See, the bullshitter become the bullshitter, and that's the reason Rem Whoop Ass is in town. See, all of y'all out there that don't know my new name is, I'm going to take on a name of Rem Whoop Ass for opening up a can of whoop ass on a nigga. And all of those old schoolers that's my age, that know how to play Bid Whist, know that was one of the famous sayings. And I always get my can opener with me, a Red Hound can opener, because I still got that can over. So I'll probably be coming up on YouTube. I'll let y'all know when Reverend Whoop Ass is going to come in town, opening up in a can of whoop ass on the preacher's ass. And that ass going to be smoking, because, see, when Reverend Whoop Ass get off that ass, his ass gonna be as raggedy as Rim Whoop Ass mouth is. And that's a raggedy mother. I better be quiet, cause mama's listening, so she won't like my language, so I have to be prim and proper and highly sophisticated. And she taught me well in doing that. So when we study this language, and we get down to studying Constantine, we see that how we've been tricked is through language. And when you break down the language, then you understand all the concepts. So the key to studying ancient history is you had to ask yourself questions and answer them. So when we can see that right now as we're speaking, that these two gods, Krishna and Jesus Krishna, is fighting as we speak right now, and he's fighting the God called Allah, which Allah got some history of whooping Jesus Krishna's ass all over Europe. We in the Western Hemisphere, we talking about the history and the esoteric knowledge of the Eastern Hemisphere, along with the exoteric that it taught the people. So it's a difference between esoteric and exoteric knowledge, and when we study, we do both of them. And if you don't know what esoteric knowledge is, if you study with us, then you will learn. You will know. And most of the people that studies with us is esoterians. That's what I call them, and that's what you are. So we got a good, well, knowledge of the history of Constantine, and we got a good, well, knowledge of Paul, whose original name was Apollonius of Tyana. And so we did that history along, and then we got to Constantine. Then we got to Jesus Krishna. And this is how we can understand how Jesus Krishna got translated by other languages up until we see it right now as we speak. Because Jesus Krishna, Jesus in this language would be Jesus, and Krista in this language would be Christ. So now we got some juice. Now we know by being FBIs that Jesus Christ, the Christian's Lord and Savior, is actually Jesus Krishna. His history begins with Jesus Krishna. And Jesus Krishna, we have to go back and study the history of Jesus Krishna. And when we study that, we'll find out in the religion that came from the East, the most prominent God was Krishna, Christo, Krista, and Christos. Krishna, Kristos, Christos, Christ. Apollonius spent years in India studying the script of their god and took their copies back with him and returned to Antioch when he came to be regarded as an elegant man and mighty in the scripture. Now, that's at Acts 18 and 24. This is when we opening up a can of whoop-ass on the preachers. You see, I'm going to teach you how to open this can of whoop-ass up on him, where he taught the doctrine of the Hindu god. In the religion of the Druids of the west of Rome, the leading god was known as Jesus, H-E-S-U-S, or H-E-S-O-U-S, or I-E-S-O-U-S. A word whose trace of its sources came from nonus, meaning mind or intelligence, first of the eons, beginning of all things. This is in Latin, the only begotten, the divinity. And you can find that in Albert Pike's book at page 506 of the ancient Druids religion. The Celtic Druids was the priest of the original colonists who migrated from India. They was the builders of Stonehenge in Europe that you see, and all over Europe, their works is known by what? They signs and symbols of the eagle. Christo is a name derived from Chris, meaning the orbs of the sun. Now, this is Hindu. He hadn't learned how to speak the Hindu language, so this is the, when we translate it out of Hindu language into the language that you understand, then this is what, how it reads. Kristen, K-R-I-S, Christo, we did all the four different spellings, was the Hindu sun god. In the ceremony of the Indians mystery, Christo was the incarceration spirit of the Hindu god Brahma, who in the course of time became the Canadian Amun-Ra of the Jewish scriptures. This is found at Genesis 11 and 27. The same significant father, Brahma, or father gods. The Druid ceremony came from India, and the Druids was original Buddhists. They worshipped the sun Christ under the name of Jesus. Apollonius is mentioned in the Bible as Apollo, an elegant man, and a mighty in the scriptures at Acts 18 and 24. This statement that he was a Jew born at Alexandria is a damn lie used to conceal his real identity, as we were detained to become the Jesus of the Bible because of his extraordinary work in religion. This is when you reading now about Simon the Sorceress, meaning Simon Mangus. You see that this first act was at Acts 7 and 58. And that word act means this drama. It's a play. If you go look up the definition for acts, it means a drama or play. So you had to understand that somebody had played on us, meaning our mind, at a certain period in time, that somebody had played on us, and we were asleep up under this play. 99% of the people that look like us right now as we speak, ain't no more down 5%ers. 5%ers was in the history of 1964, and that history of Motown, where you was getting it on. And that was in that history when you were super fly, but not in this millennium history. That ain't, you ain't part of this history. This history is done elevated to a history that you got to be told about so you could see it, because you was that hypnotized with an illusion by the Illuminatis, meaning that your ass was up on an illusion. Your mind, your whole thoughts, everything was up on an illusion. And these people that put you in this illusion, this belief that we are studying about, it came from this belief. Here upon the ecclesiastics, that's a Masonic order given to the people. They knew how to control your mind because of why? We know about the Anunnakis that came with mind controlling, how Japheth's children mixed his seed with their seed. We already know who these people is. Very easy to recognize these people, because all you had to do is what my grandpa taught me, Mr. Curley. He taught me that a freak of nature, how you could tell a freak of nature, is anything that walked by the shadow. He said that's why he was a kashada. And this is why the Kushadas, Mr. Curley told me, we call it Mr. Curley because his hair was so wavy. He told me that that means that they knew the knowledge of the shadow, that when you and I walk, we cast the shadow. When I look at you in my face, he would say, Junior, he say, Junebug, he say, then that's me and you walking. He say, but when you see this cracker, he walk. Grandpa say, watch him. He got a black ass shadow. But when you look in his face, it's white. He done caught the Holy Ghost and become the Holy Ghost. And I was a little bitty boy listening to what Grandpa say, but I ain't no little bitty boy no more. But the little bitty boy know what Grandpa say. He say, that's one way to tell a freak of nature. He say, the next way to tell a freak of nature is your feelings. I say, my feelings, Grandpa? What is my feelings? He say, what the hell you feel with? I say, my hands. He say, well, then that's what I'm talking about. Your feelers, your hand. He say, look at your feelers. He say, look at the palm of your feelers. He say, what color is it? I say, they pale, reddish, whitish looking, Grandpa. He say, turn that damn hand over, boy. He say, what color? I say, well, Big Mama gonna say that's a teasing paper sack tan. He say, now, when you shake that old hand of that old cracker, he say, look at his hand. On the inside, it's white. And on the outside, it's white. Grandpa say, you shaking the hand of a goddamn freak of nature, boy. I say, yes, sir. Well, at 68, I know what a freak of nature is, and the language that we are communicating in is this freak of nature's language. So in order for us to know all about this freak of nature, my daddy told me this, and we got to study this freak of nature and learn how to survive with this freak of nature and know his whole history. So I had to go out and study it. And so I'm sharing with you what I studied up on. And some of y'all will understand and some folks won't. And I mean, that's the way history is. And so when we do this study like we're doing it, and we're going to walk it in the Acts, these names was changed in the spelling to suit the purpose of the author and to conceal the fact that they were in the same meaning and related to Apollos, the great Hindu religion in Rome in the first century A.D. And beyond all question, the New Testament is the new Hindu theology of what Paul put into order up under Jesus Christus. That's the name of the Christian God, which is called Christianity, which is called Christendom, which the Christian, when you trace all of the history. Well, this theology was strictly Apollonius of Tyana, and it was Buddhism. It is Hinduism at its highest level of a God named Jesus Christ, as we speak right now in this period in time, has risen from this period in time where it was first in a cult and a cult of a group of people getting together, and this has came to be the school of thought of all of these people as we speak right now, as we speak on earth. And we got certain people that look like us, that this school of thoughts, this religion, the way it taught you, for them, taught for them to do their ex-slaves, which they put it in the Scottish Rite Mason Masonic Order, and all you have to do is go and see the three ruffins. The three ruffins, they put us up under that knowledge. That's part of the genocizing of a nation of people. They already knew this because they had did it to their home people. Two of the tribes that was in Japheth's tribe of the Germanic race of people, these freaks of nature, when we see that they came into being in 50,000 years ago as Neanderthals, and this is due to the fact that they had interbred with some aliens from another planet called Nubia, Nua, and all of that. We done did all of that study. We already know this shit, so we don't have to go back over this stuff of doing telling the story. You have to know this, and so you, when you already know it, then it ain't no question about it. That ain't true and all of that bullshit. We studying this nation of people that's called Aryan. That's the reason the language that we're speaking is Aryan. And always remember that the language that you're speaking is Aryan. It ain't your damn language. And it ain't your customs and ways. And once you can get that through your big skull, as Big Mama would say, I can't help you. But if you understand what I'm talking about, then you know that you had to go do this study that we're doing right now. You had to do it. So why we do this study? It gives me peace of mind. Your mind is at peace when you know a certain knowledge about what you're dealing with. You know how to survive in a society that we got to survive in as people on a daily basis. You can't have the mind of the mind in this period in time of what the mind has evolved to and how the mind makes a being act. His behavior patterns, where it come from. This is what you have to be aware of, and what caused this. And what caused this is strictly one thing, the belief of Jesus Krishna and its priesthood. What they say was right. That's the reason with me, ain't no goddamn right and wrong. It's what's right is what fits suits you. Ain't no such thing as right and wrong. Somebody doing right. Oh, he doing right. He doing right. Ain't no such thing as right and wrong. It's whatever suits you. Because whoever you call yourself, that's right and wrong. That's what the fight of the gods is. The battle of each god is Allah say that he don't want Jesus Christ coming to his country, taking away his belief up under the bullshit that they teach. You can't do that. If you do that, we're going to kill your ass. That's what the Muslims say. That's what the Quran say. That's what the Quran teaches. Point blank. See, when you put it like this, you understand it. See, when you put the shit in the street language, then you understand it perfectly well. The child understand it because the mind of the child, it ain't a sophisticated mind now. It's a street-ass mind. And he can lay down some shit heavier than Grandpa can. He can out-curse Grandpa because he's been cursing a long time. And that's why the word cursing is into this language. It's vulgarity. But the cursing is that you read about that they talking about up under sign and similar language, what a nation of people would be cursed. You see that all over the Bible. Well, hell, look at your babies now. Just go outside. All you got to do is go outside or go to the apartment or next door and what that boom bop got. What that boom bop got on. What kind of language is they songs in? And you understand this damn language, too, that they songs is in. You understand it to the max. Well, my question is, what damn language is in? Is in what? Mala Vodka. Ho. Dog. Food. So we say, well, hell, that's the curse language. They cursing. up under this school of thought. If you're in this school of thought, so you believe like the Druids believe and the white folks believe, that type of language is cursing. It's inappropriate, they say. This is their teaching. And anybody do it is out of order in their system. So what happened? I mean, if you got to pray and tell old Rev Whoop ass what happened, then I understand. Because your Bible told me to have understanding with your ignorant ass. And if you don't know where to find that in your Bible that it said that, Rev Whoop ass will assure it to you. I open up a can of whoop ass on your ass with this. And when I get off your ass will be just as raggedy as my mouth. And that ain't no bullshit. You can go tell the preacher, look out for Rev Whoop ass coming to town. So we are taught up under this system that our purpose that's what we were taught about a mom and daddy. So when we go look into the word purpose and we go ask ourselves what was the purpose of being born and why do we die? And we've been taught to fear death up under this system, but why would you fear death? Because the only thing that is for real that you and I can see when the mind graduates to certain degrees and levels and understanding that everything you see is death and is going to die if it's walking around, moving, breathing air, going to and forth, up and down in the land, it's going to die. Why would someone teach you to fear death? That's what my daddy asked me 1,000 times before I could understand what he was talking about. This is something that the mind has to graduate into. And when we ask ourselves, is the purpose of being born is to go to school and see what we're taught. 12 years, then we go to college. Then we are taught that when we graduate from school, complete 24 steps of levels of degrees of school, then I am a well prim and proper, highly seasoned, highly educated African American with my PhD that enables me to have a $100,000 home, well furnished, a Mercedes or a Lexus in the driving, or both a Mercedes and a Lexus. Then grow old and die. Is this my purpose in life? This is what I've been taught. And the word says flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, so that let us know right off we got a problem. When we go in their books of signs and symbols. and see how what they books say, they don't teach you. That's why we have to go back into the history of where this stuff come from. We had to have the mind to do it. But it first had to be a purpose. And so we had to first know, ask ourselves purpose. When I was studying this, I asked myself this question. What the purpose, fool? I mean, what the hell was you born for? Because this is what my daddy used to bust it in my Norgan, as he called it, all the time. The word says that only your spirit can get in the kingdom. Why is this? Because that lets you know that you are not in your original form. That's what you would know. So if you weren't in your original form, then you had to ask yourself, what goddamn form is I in? And so when you find out, like we done found out, a lot of us done found out what form we in and what prim and proper we been up under this man's rule of power of these gods being ruled on earth by gods. The people of God, these damn gods, when we study their history, they got some bad history. Some real bad history of giving to the human being. And we know that this Neanderthal that came out of the Caucasus Mountains, we know right now that not only do we speak this Neanderthal's language, and 99% of us say that they him, because when I ask you your name, you would tell me you him. But you got 1% of us that came out of him that ain't going to tell you that they him, to the point that they ain't going to wear him's clothes. See, I ain't wore him's clothes in over 30 years when I found out who him was. And him is a bad motor scooter on your mind, because him deals with minds. That's why when you teach that the revolution don't start with no damn guns. The revolution starts in the mind of some children, of your children. And the minds of your present-day children ain't in that mindset. So, Houston, you got a problem. Dallas, you got a problem. Chicago got a problem. New York got a problem. Everywhere you see is problem. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Everywhere you see. Like that old blues song, Trouble, Trouble, Trouble is all I see. I remember back in 62, our quartet, we always picked the whatever was on the top chart for that month. We sang that song in school when we traveled with the choir. So the choir traveled two or three times a month from the high school I did, and the quartet always did two songs. So whatever the pop record was in that day and time, we sung that song. That's what made us some bad motor scooters. So when Ray Charles put out the song Hit the Road Jack, it was so popular that during that time, we didn't lose any. We hadn't lost any football games in 4 years. We was undefeated. And we were saying that song when we leaving the town was Hit the Road Jack. But on the flip side of that song, I asked Mr. Miles to play it for me, and I did it by myself, Brother Drew, because the song that I sung back there in 1962, if you go pull that song up, that song was talking about this period in time. And why I fell in love with that song called Danger Zone, I don't know why, because I was like, that's 62. I was a sophomore in high school when that song came out during that period in time, and captain of the football team. And right now, if we read our paper, you will see how the problems of the world is wrecking me. That's lines in that song. Well, if you turn your TV on right now, Drew, ain't nothing but problems. We got nothing but problems. News is problems. And never say anything pleasing to the mind about news. You don't hear nothing in today's society, in the mindset of the people. You only hear troubles, that is confusion, and propaganda. And when you hear this, this deals with the mind, especially the mind of a person. If you have a weak mind, this creates your mental conditions that the mind is off in right now. It's not your fault, but you had to understand how and what has happened to you and how these people through this Jesus Christ have got this drug on you that has created this. Now, I ain't talking to want you to quit your God, Jesus. Go check out what Jesus said. See, it's two Jesuses in the Bible. I don't have, real whoop ass, don't have no problem with the Jesus of the gospel. Because the Jesus of the gospel, his title was Nazarene, not Christ. And he was a Jew that spoke Hebrew. He didn't speak Latin. Now, I ain't got no problem with that. And that in teaching and that in language. I ain't got no problem with that one. Now, that Jesus Christoff right there, I ain't got no problem with that. Because so you don't know what the ecclesiastic Masons did, and in your Bible, you got the book of Ecclesiastes, and they told you, well, we don't know where that come from. Well, see, my brothers, the Jews, they hid all of this stuff and put it in. See, the Jews wrote the Bible up under signs, symbols, and codes, and if you can break down those signs, symbols, and codes, then you talk like I talk. It ain't number sign and symbol and code. I ain't got no problem with Jesus Christ the Nazarene, or Jesus the Christoff the Nazarene, who was a Jew, come from the tribe of Yehuda, because there ain't no J's in their language, and we got to go back and speak their language, and we speak in Hebrew, and that's the oldest language known to mankind, but it's over here in the Western hemisphere, and you in the West right now, we don't call it Hebrew, we call it the Yahlakwadash. That's the name, that's the original name, before it got changed to Hebrew. See, the Yehudas, who was the Jews, practiced Yahwehism. And Yahwehism is Yah in any goddamn language you speak, because Yah ain't a god, it's a way of a life. It's a school of thoughts that deal only with the 12 laws of nature, deal with Mother Nature and who the female is that has been degraded to a bitch, hoe, dog, and fool as we speak, the mindset. So it's all in the mind, see, and that's what has got to be created, another mind in the children. And this revolution starts with the children. So you first got to know how did your mind get in this damn situation? And it got in this situation through your teacher. Well, ask yourself a question, what Elijah Muhammad did. You said 1,000. How in the hell do you think that someone that going to not treat you right is going to teach you right? Now, that little old man said that. And that's a hell of a saying that 99% of the minds of people that look like us, and we know that these niggas, who these Negroes is, they have that other mindset. They believe they're a teacher to the fact that they won't change their name. Called Elijah Muhammad said, make a statement. The only way that you're going to lead this white man in his teaching, you had to change your name. That was another hell of a statement that Elijah said, that the only way that you can have damn knowledge, you got to change your name. But once you get knowledge, you change your name. And like in our case, we drew 5 or 6 times, you change your name because you're going through different schools of thoughts. You change your name. You had to make that change when you understood that school of thoughts that you just came your ass out of. That's the reason when I went through this school of thoughts, and then I went through Islamic school of thoughts, and then I went through the Yahwehism school of thoughts, and the Hebrew, and the Buddhism, Tao, Yin, and yeah, I went through all the religious thought to the point to which one analyzed which one is correct and which one is incorrect. Everything you see in creation is a word. Everything that you see deals with the 12 laws of nature. It ain't nothing. Everything falls up under the 12 laws of nature. You can't get away from that. That's a fact. That's how life begins, and that's how life ends. Now, it is clear a point and tell you what life is and what life ain't. If everything is electromagnetic, you had to know what electro is and what is magnetic. Your body is magnetic.